This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The planned demolition of a funeral home in Penrose is now set for the end of February. The Environmental Protection Agency says the Return to Nature facility, where nearly 200 mishandled bodies were discovered, needs to be torn down due to the conditions inside. Work was originally scheduled for this month but was delayed. The co-owners of the funeral home faced charges including abuse of a corpse, theft, and forgery. Two high-poverty Colorado schools showing strong academic improvement have received a prestigious National Education Award. DSST Green Valley Ranch High School in Denver and Pioneer Elementary in Colorado Springs were honored for their innovation in helping students achieve high educational standards. Members of an organization charged with overseeing federal education programs chose winners in each state. A Colorado woman has unexpectedly found herself on presidential primary ballots in Minnesota. Crystal Gable lives in Brush on the Northeast Plains. She's listed on the Legal Marijuana Now party, but she has a message for voters.
Please do not vote for me. Please do not vote for Crystal Gable in this race. I did not give consent to be on the ballot line.
She found out she was on the ballot through a Google alert she has for her name. She says the party put her name on the ballot without her consent, and Minnesota law has not allowed her to remove it. And about 20% fewer single-family homes changed hands in Pueblo County last year. That's according to the Colorado Association of Realtors. The median sales price was down slightly to about $315,000, although in December prices were up somewhat. This is CPR News at 6:06.